Tvi. Let us continue now a few more psukim, and then we will go back on the Rashis. Let's say he cannot afford two turtle doves, or two young doves. He can't afford to bring birds. And he will bring as his carbon ashechata for the avera that he sinned, asiris ha'efa, one-tenth of an efa soiles of fine flour. One-tenth of an efa is the equivalent of 43 and a fifth eggs. Lechatas for carbon chatas, layosim olehol shemen. He will not place any oil on this carbon. V'layitain olehol levoina. Nor will he place any spices on it. Even though usually a carbon mincha has oil and spices, but since this is a minchas choite, a mincha brought by a sinner, so we do not want to beautify his carbon. Therefore, there is no shemen or levoina. Ki chatasi, because it is a carbon chatas. Ve'via ela koyin. And then he will bring this carbon to the kohen. The komatz hakohen mimenon b'loy kumsoy. And the kohen will scoop up from it a complete koimetz, a complete three fingers full. It's as karosa, its memorial portion, the part that will go on the mizbeach and cause the owners, the one who are bringing the carbon, to be remembered before Hashem. The hikter hamizbeacha, he will smoke the kmitza on the mizbeach, al isha Hashem, on the fire of Hashem. Chatasi, it is a carbon chatas, which Rashi tells us, the word chatasi is telling us that it has to be lishma. The chiper olav akoyin, and the koyin will atone al chatosoy ashachoto for the sin that he sinned. Me'achas me'ele, from one of these three types of karbonos. The person that sinned, whether he sinned with Shvuas Aedus, or with Shvuas Bitoy, or with Tumas Migdash Ukedashav, he will bring one of these three types of karbonos. If he is wealthy, he will bring sheep or goats. If he is poor, he will bring birds. And if he is very poor, then he will bring a minchas choite. V'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven. V'hoysa la'koyin ka'mincha. And this mincha will be to the kohen like all other minachos, just like all other minachos that are brought voluntarily. The rest of the mincha is eaten by the kohen, so too this minchas choite, the remainder of this mincha after the kmitza, will be eaten by the kohen. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi in his second pshat says, "V'hoysa la'koyin." Let's say this minchas choite is being brought by a kohen. Then kamincha, it has the din of every mincha that is brought by a kohen. And just like a voluntary mincha that is brought by a kohen is completely burnt, so too, if the kohen is bringing the minchas choite, it is also completely burnt. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vishoma Koil Olo, he will hear the voice of an oath. Bedavashu ate by on something that he was a witness, Sheshbiu, Shvua, that administered an oath to him, Shem Yedealoi Eidos, Sheyedlai, that if he knows testimony, he should testify. And he denied it. So that is the first avera. The second avera is Tumas Migdash Ukdasha. Oy nefesh ashetiga, he will touch something that's tummy. Ulachar atuma, hazu, yoechal kachem, ayichnas, yikarnes lemigdash. And after he became tummy, he will forget that he was tummy, and he will eat kachem, or he will enter the migdash, shehu davashes done karas, because this is something that has been mazed. Karis, b'mesech teshvus nidrish kain, and mesech teshvus, we darshan this, minela mimenu hatuma, and the tumma will be forgotten from him. Ve'oshem, and he will be found guilty by eating kachim or by entering the migdash. Or he was tamei b'tumas odom zu tumas hames. He became tamei by touching a dead person or touching somebody who touched a dead person. L'chol tumasai l'rabbis is coming to include tumas maga zovin uzovis. Somebody who became tamei by touching a zov or a zova. Asher yitma l'rabbis is coming to include hanogea b'boyal nida. Somebody who touches one who had relations with a nida, that person is tamei. Ba in her, it is coming l'rabbis to include b'leia nevelas oivtar. One who swallowed the corpse of a kosher bird. The corpse of a kosher bird is not mitame b'mago umasa, only bebeis ablia, by swallowing it. Menelam, and it will be forgotten. Gehu yoda. And then he will know sheshochach atuma, that he forgot the tuma. Va'oshen, and he was guilty. Ba'achilas kodesh, by eating kachim. Oy bebias migdash, or by entering the migdash. That is the second avera of tumas migdash ukdasha. Or if he sins by shvuas bitoy, by making a shvua b'sfosayim v'lo b'lev, he must actually speak out this shvua, not thinking it in his heart. L'hara la'atzmoy, to do harm to himself, oy lehetiv, or to do good la'atzmoy to himself, kigoyin. For example, if he made a shvua, oichel, I will eat in the future, v'lo oichel, or he makes a shvua, I will not eat. Ishan, I will sleep, v'lo Ishan, or I will not sleep, and he was over the Shvua, he will bring a carbon olav yoret. L'chol asher yevate, or in any event, any case that he will express a Shvua. L'rabbis, this comes to include a Shvua l'sha'avar in the past. If he makes a Shvua that he did do something or he did not do something in the past, and he really did do it, or he really did not do it, then he must bring a carbon olav yoret. V'nela mimenu, and he forgot the Shvua v'avar, al Shvuasai, and he transgressed this oath, call Eleb a carbon oil of Yorid. All these bring a carbon oil of Yorid, a carbon chatos which fluctuates. Kimefurish Khan, like it is explained over here. Avol shvua shiyesh bekfiras mamoin, but if he made a shvua to deny money, enoi bekarbon zu, he does not bring this carbon, Ela ba'osham, he brings a carbon osham, like it is stated further in this parsha, Perek A, Pasuk Chof Aleph, till the end of the parsha. If he cannot afford to bring a female goat or sheep, then he will bring two birds, one lechatas, one la'oila. And he brings the one for the chatas first, because chatas kedemes la'oila. Chatas precedes the carbon oila. Lema hadover doima. To what can we compare this? Leproklit, to an advocate, shenichnas l'ratas, who comes before the king to pacify Ritza Proklit. Once the advocate pacifies the king, Nichnas Doron Acharov, he brings in the present afterwards. So too, the Chatas which pacifies comes first, and then the Oila which is the present. V'layavdil, but he does not separate it completely by the Malika, Eina Moilik Ela Simon Echod, by a Chatas Ha'if, he only cuts one of the Simonim. Oref, what is the Oref? Hu Goyva HaRosh, it is the high part of the head, HaMashupel Tzad HaTzavor, that starts slanting to the neck. Mul ha'oref. What does it mean by mul ha'oref? That means mul ha'roya es ha'oref, the part that sees the back of the head, which is v'hu oref kol achari ha'tzavar, the whole length of the back of the neck. And that's where he does malika, by the back of the neck, which is mul ha'arpoi, the nape. V'hiz amidam ha'chatos, and he sprinkles from the blood of the chatos, ba'oila lo hitin ela mitzui, by carbon oila sa'oif, all that was necessary concerning the blood was squeezing it against the wall of the Mizbeach. Uvechatos, but by carbon chatos o'oif, hazor umitzui. He has to sprinkle it and squeeze the blood. Oiches ba'oref, he holds on to the neck. Umetis, and he sprinkles the blood on the wall. Vadam nitaz v'hoilach l'mizbeach. And the blood sprinkles and goes on the Mizbeach. And in addition to that, he squeezes the blood on the base of the Mizbeach. Chatos hu, it is a carbon chatos. L'shmo k'shera. For the sake of a carbon chatos, it is kosher. Shalosma, but if it was brought not for the sake of a carbon chatos, psula, it is pasul. So again, we see the din of lishma. And then the pasuk says that he brings the oila sa'oif kamishpat. Kedas ha'omer ba'oila sa'oif shalandava b'roish ha'parsha. The same dinim of oila sa'oif, which is voluntary in the beginning of the parsha, this oif was similar to that oif. Then the pasuk says, if he cannot afford two birds, he brings a minchas chayte, and there is no oil, and there is no levoina spices. Kichatasi, the aim bedin shihe karbanim hudar. It does not make sense that we should beautify the carbon of a chayte. Chatos he, she is a chatos. So it says, nikmet says, if it is scooped, v'nikteres, and smoked on the mizbeach, lishma, for the sake of a chatos, kshera, it is kosher. Shalai lishma, if it was not for the sake of a chatos, psula, it is possible. We see in this parsha, five times Rashi mentions that a chatos has to be lishma. In Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud, on the Pasuk Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlomim, which were extra words, Rashi says it's coming to compare chatos to shlomim. Ma shlomim lishma, av chatos lishma. We also mentioned it by the carbon of the Nasi in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chof Dalet, it says chatosu, Rashi says it has to be lishma. And from there we see at least Mikabolo ve'elech, from the catching of the blood and on, the avodas have to be lishma. Then we saw in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that it says v'shochad oisel lechatos, that the shechita has to be for the sake of a chatos. And then we also saw over here in Perek Hei, Pasuk Tes, by chatos ha'oif, that it has to be lishma. And then again in Pasuk Yud Beis, by a minchas choyte, it tells us also that it has to be lishma. Zogt Rashi, Al-Chatasi Asher-Chato, Kan Shona HaKosov. Over here, the Pasuk uses a different wording. Shaharei Ba'ashiros Uvedalos, by the Pasuk that spoke about a wealthy person who brought a sheep or a goat. Uvedalos. Or where the Pasuk was speaking about a person who was poor who bought birds. Nema, the Pasuk says, Mechatasi. He will be forgiven from his sin. Vekan Vedali Dalos. And over here, where the Pasuk is speaking about an extremely poor person, Nema, the Pasuk does not say Mechatasi, but rather Al-Chatasai. Diktiku Rabbi Seinu Mikan. Our Rabbonim inferred from here, Shimchata Kishu Ashir, if one sinned when he was wealthy, the Hifrish Mois Lekizba Isaira, and he separated money to bring a sheep or a goat, the Veheani, and then he became poor, Yavi Mimiksasan Shte Sarib. Then he can separate some of that money and bring the lesser carbon, the two birds. Hifrish, Mois L'Shtei Sarim, if he separated money for two birds, Veheyani, and then he became poorer, Yavi Mimiksasan, then he will separate some of that money, and he will bring Asiris Eifa, one-tenth of Eifa. L'kach Nema Mechatosei. That's why it says, by both of these cases, Mechatosei, from his Chatos, because he separates part of the money which he set aside, and only uses some of it because he became poor. But Hifrish Mois L'Asiris Eifa, what happens if he was poor and he separated money to bring a mincha, V'hei Oshir, and then he became wealthy, Yosef Aleihem, he adds money to them, V'yavi Karban Oshir, and then he brings a carbon of an Oshir. He brings animals. L'kach Ne'mar Kan, that's why over here it says, Al Chatosai, because if he was once poor and then he became wealthy, he adds to his carbon. Zogt Rashi, me'achas me'ele, me'achas mi'sholosh kaporos ha'amuris be'inyin. He brings one of the three kaporos, one of the three karbonos that are stated in this parsha. Oy ba'ashiros, either the carbon of the wealthy, oy bedalos, or the carbon of the poor, oy bedalei dalos, or the carbon of the extremely poor. Frekt Rashi, umat hamad lomer, what is the chiddush of the pasuk to tell me that he's bringing one of these karbonos? Obviously he brings one. I would never think that he has to bring two karbonos. Zok Rashi, sheyachol, I might be able to think, hachamurois, the most severe of these three averois, shebahem, yebekispites, oiseira. Only then, by the most severe, would he bring a sheep or a goat. I might think that only by Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, which is the most severe of these three averis, only then would he bring a behema. The reason why Tumas Migdash Ukdashav is considered the most severe is because Tumas Migdash Ukdashav is a chayvi krisos bemezid. If one goes into the Migdash when he is tame, bemezid intentionally, then he is chayv karas. Therefore, this avera is considered the most severe, and I would think only for this avera would he bring behemos, a goat or a sheep. The hakalin, and the avera that is a little bit less kal, yibaoif, then he will bring the birds. Which avera is considered below the Tumas Migdash Ukdashav? That is the avera of Shvuas Eidus, because it is considered less than the avera of Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, because it is not a chayv krisus, but it is considered a bit chabor, because it is done b'mezid. It is an avera that is done intentionally. He intentionally denied that he does not know Eidus. And only then will he bring the carbon from oif. The hakalin shebekalin, and the moskal, which is referring to the avera of shvuas bitoy, one who swore falsely, where over there it is not a chayv krisos, and it is also a shoygeg, an avera done unintentionally, yu basiris eifa, then that avera would bring a minchas choyte. Tamal Leimar, therefore the Pasuk says, me'achas me'ele, from one of these three karbonos, lahashvois kalin lechamurin lekispa usira, to compare even the most kal to bring kispa usira, even shvuas bitoy will bring an animal in mesiga yodai if he has money, ve'es hachamurin lekalin, and we compare the strictest avera to the lightest, la'asiris ha'efa bedali dalas, to bring a minchas choyte if he's poor. Even the strictest avera, the avera of Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, will bring a minchas choyte if he is somebody who cannot afford it. So Rashi v'hoisla koyin ka mincha l'lamed a minchas choyte, to teach us concerning a minchas choyte, sheyehe shireho necholim, that the rest of the carbon is eaten by the kahanim. Zeu l'fi pshute, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk is saying v'hoisla koyin, and the rest of this carbon will go to the kahanim ka mincha, like all other minochos. The Rabbi Seinu Darshu and our Rabbonim Darshin, Vahoysala Koyen, what does it mean Vahoysala Koyen? The Im Choyt is a Koyen who, if the one that sinned is a Koyen, Tehei Kishar Minchas Nidvas Koyen. It will be like every other Mincha that a kohen is menadev, every other voluntary mincha that a kohen brings, shehu bekolol tia lo seichal, which has the din of kolol tia lo seichal, which is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav that says kolol tia. The minchas kohen is completely burnt, lo seichal, it is not eaten. So just like the minchas nedava of a kohen is completely burnt, so too, if a kohen sins and brings a minchas choyte, it is also completely burnt. V'hoysa la kohen, if the avera is to the kohen, ka mincha, it is like all other minchas kohanim that are completely burnt. And the pasuk continues with carbon asham. There are six types of carbon asham. Three are mentioned in this parasha. In this parasha, we will discuss asham mi'ilois, asham toloi, and asham gezelois. There is also asham shifcha harufa, which is discussed in Parashas Kedoshim, asham mitzayra in Parashas Mitzayra, and asham nazir, which is discussed in Parashas Nasai. Basically, a carbon asham is very similar to a carbon chatos, except for two differences. A carbon chatos is brought from a female sheep or goat, and a carbon asham is brought from a male sheep, an ayil 2 years old, or sometimes from a keves, a sheep, within its first year. And also, the matan damim, where the blood is placed by an asham, is different than a chatos. By a chatos chitzoina, the blood is placed on the mizbeach hachitzoin, on top, by the horns, and it is done with the finger of the kohen. By an asham, it is similar to the matonois of a carbon oila, in which shtayim shein arba, two applications which hit four walls, are placed on the mizbeach. So these are the two differences between asham and chatos. And the first asham which is discussed here is asham me'ilois, which is an asham brought for one who is moil behegdish. He misuses property of hegdish, he benefits from the property of hegdish, and therefore he has to bring a carbon asham for his aver. And the pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nefesh a soul, kisimoil mal, if he will commit a misuse of hegdish's property, v'chata'o b'shagogo, and he will sin unintentionally, Mikotchi Hashem, from the Kotchim of Hashem, Vehevi es Hashomel Hashem, and he will bring as his guilt offering to Hashem, Ayil, a 2-year-old Ayil, a ram that is 2 years old, Tumim, complete without a mum, Minatzoin, from sheep, Be'erkecho Kesef Shkolim B'Shekel HaKodesh, the Ayil should be worth 2 shekel of Shikle Hegdish, Le'osham, for a carbon Osham. And then, not only does he bring a carbon, but he also has to pay money to Hegdish. The Eis Asher Chotam in HaKodesh, the amount that he sinned from Kodesh, which means the amount that he benefited from using this thing of Hegdish, Yishalem, he has to pay. He has to pay the principal amount. Beschamishisai Yosef Olav. And then he has to add to that 1/5. V'nosan Oisei LaKoyin. And he will give the carbon asham to the kohen, v'hakohen yechaper olav, and the kohen will atone on him be'el ha'asham with this carbon asham, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven. We teach the words in the pasuk v'nosan oisei la'kohen that it is referring to the carbon. The carbon will be brought to the kohen. It is not referring to the keren and the chomesh, because the keren and the chomesh is not given to the kohen, but rather it is given to hegdish. And so is mashma in the Rashbam and also in Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kisimoil Mal, Pasuk Tesvav. Ein Me'ila B'chol Makam Ela Shinoi. The word Me'ila means a change. V'cheinu Oimer, and so it says in the Pasuk, Vayimalu Be'lokei Avoisam, and they changed and went away from the God of their fathers, Vayiznu Acharei Elokei Ameh Ha'oretz, and they went astray after the gods of the nations of the land. So over there it means Vayimalu, they changed their gods. And so it says by the parasha of Soita, Umola boy mal, and she will rebel against her husband. She will change. Instead of living with her husband, she will live with somebody else. Here too, kisimol mal means that he changes the use of this hegdish. Instead of using it for kodesh, it is used for choil. Zok Rashi v'chato b'shkoga mikotche Hashem, and he will sin b'shoigeg from the kotchim of Hashem. Shenena mina hegdish, he benefited from hegdish. V'heichen huzar, where is the lav for somebody who benefited from hegdish? Nema kan chet, it says in this pasuk chet v'chato b'shkoga. V'nema lahalan chet b'truma, and it also says the word chet by truma in Parshas Emor. V'la yisu olav chet, and they shall not carry upon themselves an avera. So we learn out chet from truma. Mala halon hizir, just like over there, There is a lav where it says v'lo yisu olav chet afkan hizir. Over here also, it's a lav because we learn out just like there's a lav by truma. There's a lav here also by moel behegdish. So Rashi says maybe we should learn out that it's exactly like truma. If by truma the lav is only on one who eats truma, a zar, one who is not a kohen who eats truma, afkan lo hizir ela ala oichel. Over here also by moel behegdish, maybe it's only somebody who eats kachim. How do we know other types of benefit that one has from hegdish? He is chayev to bring a carbon and he is over a lav. Tamaloyma, the pasuk says timoil maal. The double lashon is riba and inclusion, and it comes to include not only oichel, one who eats, but any other benefit that one has from hegdish. Mikotri Hashem, from the Kotrim of Hashem, Hamayuchodim Lashem, it is referring to the ones that are designated for Hashem. Yatu, this comes to exclude Kotrim Kalim, Kotrim that are of a lesser degree of Kedusha. For example, a Karbim Shlomim is considered Kotrim Kalim. And the halacha is concerning Me'ila by Kotrim Kalim, that the Me'ila only takes place after the Zrika, after the sprinkling of the blood. Me'ila by Kotche Kadoshim takes place after the animal was Mugdash, right after one says that he wants to bring this to the Beis HaMikdash, he is Magdish the animal. Right away, there is an Isser Me'ila, an Isser to have any type of misuse from this animal, to benefit from this animal. But by Kotchim Kalim, the Me'ila does not take place until after the Zrikas Dam. And even then, only the parts that go onto the Mizbeach is there a Isser Me'ila. But the parts that are eaten by the Kahanim or the parts that are eaten by the Bailim, there is no Isser Me'ila. Zok Rashi Ayil. The word Ayil is Lashon Kasha. It means tough. K'moy ves Eile Ha'oretz Lokach. And the strong ones, the tough ones of the land, he took. Afkan over here also, Kasha. It means a sheep that is tough, that is strong. Ben Shtei Shonim, that is 2 years old. This sheep, this ram, has to be worth 2 shekel. And then he has to pay the amount that he sinned, the amount that he benefited. Karen, the Karen, the principal, and an additional fifth go to Hegdish. And from this Rashi, the Be'er Yitzchak explains that we see that the Karen and the Chaymesh go to Hegdish, and that tells us that when the Pasuk says V'nosan Oysi La'Koyin, it is not referring to the Karen V'Chaymesh, but rather V'nosan Oysi La'Koyin is referring to the Isle, the carbon. The next Asham in this parasha is Asham Tali, which is a carbon Asham brought if somebody is not sure if he was over a Chai V'Krisis. An example of this would be if somebody has 2 pieces of meat in front of him and he ate one of them. Later on he found out that one of these pieces of meat was chelev. Chelev has an Isser Karis on it. So now he is besuffic, he is in doubt if he was over an Isser that is chai v'krisus. So the din is, until he finds out if he definitely ate the chelev, he will bring a carbon asham. This is called a asham talui, an asham that will hold him over until he finds out if he was really over the Isser. If he does later on find out that he ate the chelev, then he must bring a carbon chatos. And the pasuk says, Vim nefesh ki sechto. If a soul will sin, and he will do achas mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo yaseh, he will be over a chai v'krisus, but he's not sure if he was over it. He's not sure if he is guilty. He will carry his sin, and he will bring me suffik, an ayil, a 2-year-old sheep, a ram, tamim, complete, minatzoin, from the sheep, according to its worth, La'asham, which means the worth that was mentioned earlier, it has to be worth 2 shekel. El ha'koyin, to the koyin. V'chiper ol ha'koyin, and the koyin will atone al shigagosoi on his unintentional sin asher shogag. V'hu lo yoda, he's not sure if he was over it. V'nislach lo, and he will be forgiven. And if he will later find out that he was over this Isser, he will bring a carbon chatos. Asham, who? This is a carbon asham. Asham, asham, lashem, because he sinned to Hashem. We will see in Rashi what this is coming to include. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yudzayin V'loyoda V'osham V'hevi Ha'in Azeh Medaber. This parasha is speaking about B'misha Bosof Krisus Liyodai, one who is in doubt if he was over a Chayv Krisus V'loyodai Mavaralov Imlav. He is not sure if he was over on this Avera or not. Kigon Chelev V'shuman Lefonov. He has a piece of Chelev which is a Chayv Krisus and a piece of fat which is Mutter before him. Ukisava Shashteim Heter. He thought they were both Mutter V'ochal Es Ho'achas, and he ate one of them. They told him later, Achash al Chelev, one of these pieces of meat. Our Chelev, which is Asur, Achash al Chelev Hoysa, Velayoda imzu shel Chelev Ochal. He is not sure if the one that he ate was the one of Chelev. Hareza maybe Osham Toli. He brings a Osham Toli. Umegin Olov, and it will protect him. Kozman shelenoida loy shevade choto. As long as he is not sure that he definitely sinned. Vimyodea loy laachosman. If he finds out later on that he did eat the Chelev, then Yavi Chatos, he brings a carbon Chatos. Velayoda v'osham v'nosa avoinu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Hare akosov onash es mi shelayoda. We see from this pasuk that the one who did not know if he did a sin has to bring a kapara. The Torah is punishing the one who did not know. Al achas kamo v'kamo. All the more so. Sheyanish es sheyoda. That he will punish the one who knows that he sinned. If somebody is not sure that he sinned, must bring a kapara. One who definitely sinned, definitely should bring a kapara. Now Rashi seems to be going off on a tangent and bringing the rest of this Torah's Kahanim, which seems not to have a connection to our Pasuk. Ma'ayin b'sefer maskil adavid, who fits in how these drushes can be related to our Pasuk. And Rashi continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Im nafshecha leida matan tzchorin shel tzadikim, if you would like to know the reward for the tzadikim, say ulamad me odom arishon. You can learn it out from odom arishon. Sheloi nitzdave elo. Al mitzvahs loisase, he was only commanded on one mitzvahs loisase, not to eat, from the Eitz Hadas, ve'ovra oleho, and he transgressed this avera. Re'ei kama mises niknesu olav uldaraisav. See how many deaths were punished for himself and for many generations following it because of this one sin. Were it not for Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, nobody would have died. And now the deaths for all the generations came from this avera. V'chi ezu mida meruba, which measure is greater, shel taiva or shel paronios, of good or punishment? Havi omer mida taiva. We know that mida taiva, the mida of good, is greater than the mida of paronios. So therefore, im midas paronios hamauta, if the lesser of the two, the midas paronios, is so much, re'ei kama misais niknesulai uldaraisav, you can see how many deaths were punished for so many generations. Mida taiva hamaruba, the mida taiva which is more, hayoshev lei min hapigulim v'hanoisarois, one who does not eat pigul or noiser. Pigul is if when the kohen shechs a carbon, he has a machshava, he has thoughts to eat this carbon at the wrong time and also not in the right place, or noiser, one who leaves over a carbon after the allotted time that it was supposed to be eaten. And if one does not eat pigul, and one does not eat noiser, and also v'amesana b'yom kippurim, one who does not eat, one who fasts on Yom Kippur, al achas kamo v'kamo, all the more so, sheyizke loy uludairoisav uludari daris, he will merit for all generations to come, atzoif kol adaris, for the rest of the generations. Because if we see, midas peronios hama'uto, how many misais were niknesa? Alachas kama v'kama, mida toiva hamaruba, one who does not eat pigul, noiser, one who does not eat on Yom Kippur, will definitely bring merit for all the future generations. Rabbi Akiva oimer, harehu oimer, alpi shnayim edim, oi shloisha edim, it says that testimony of a witnesses are valid with two edim, or three edim, two or three witnesses, im is kayem es ha'edus b'shnayim, if the edus, the witnesses, is upheld with two edim, lama parad chakos of gimel, why does the Torah say three? If two are enough, why do we need three? Elo lahavi shlishis lahachmer olav. We bring in the third in order to deal stringently with him. V'lasos dinoi ki yoytze be'elu le'inyin oynes zmama, and to make the third witness equal to the first two concerning the punishment of zmama of edim zaymimin. The din is by edim zaymimin, if two witnesses come and say that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, so Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, and then two other edim come and say, how can the first two edim testify that Shimon owes $100 if at that time they were with us and they could not have witnessed this event? The halacha is that we believe the second group of Edom, and the first two Edom must pay Shimon the $100. So you might think that this third witness, which is not really necessary for the testimony to be chal, because two witnesses are enough to take out the money from Shimon, so really the third witness is an additional witness, so you might think he may not have to chip in to pay the $100 to Shimon. On that the pasuk says no, that he is also included in the hazama, and he must also be a part of the payment to Shimon. And Rashi says, "Imkach onos hakosav lenitfa la'ovri avera ka'ovri avera." And if the pasuk, if the Torah is telling us that one who is affiliated to ovri avera is considered like the ovri avera, the third witness is equivalent to the first two. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so. She yishalim schar toiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay reward lenitfa la'ose mitzvah ka'ose mitzvah, to the ones who are affiliated to doing a mitzvah, just like the ones who do the mitzvah themselves. And the last thing that Rashi brings down is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer, ki siksa ksircha basadecha v'shochachta Oimer basadeh. One who is cutting and reaping his fields, and he will forget a bundle in the field. That is the mitzvah of shikha. If one forgets a bundle, he must leave it for the anir. Harayu Oimer l'man yivarecha. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you for leaving the shikha in the field. Kova hakosav bracha. The Torah assigns a bracha, l'misha bosa al yodei mitzvah b'lo yoda. For somebody who does a mitzvah without knowing, he did not have intention to leave this bundle in the field, but since he forgot it, he must leave it there, and he gets schar, Hashem will bench him. And mar me'ato, let us say now, hoisa sela tzrura b'chnafav, one who had a sela tied in his hem, v'nafla himenu, and it fell down from him, umatzo he'oni, and then a poor person found this sela, v'nis parnispo, and was supported through it. Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaveh eloi bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also give a bracha to this person. Just like by shikha. He did not intentionally leave this bundle for the aniyim, but since he left it there, the Torah gives him schar, reward for leaving it. So too, if money falls out of one person's hand, and an ani is misparnes through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also give that person a bracha. Zakrashi berek chala osham, be'erach ha'omer lamala. The amount of money that was stated earlier, which is 2 shekel. That's how much the aisle must be worth. Asher shogag v'hula yoda. Ho im yoda la'achaz man, but if he finds out at a later date that he really ate the chelev, lo nischaper lo ba'osham zeh, he cannot be atoned through this osham. Achiyavi chatos, he must bring a carbon chatos. Ho l'maze doime, what is this comparable to? La'egla rufa, to an egla rufa shenis arfa, where they chopped off its neck. V'achar kach, Nimsa ha-hoireg, they find the one that killed. Hareza yehoreg, this killer must be killed. The din of Egla Rufa is, if they find a dead person in between two cities, the city which is closer to the corpse will bring an Egla Rufa, where they break the neck of the Egel, of the Egla, and that is a kapara for that city. But this kapara, this atonement, is only until they find the killer. But once they find the killer must be put to death. So too over here, this atonement is only as long as you do not know if you are over the avera. But once you do know, then you must bring a karban chatos. Zakrashi osham hu osham osham. Harishan kule komets. The first word osham in the pasuk has 2 kometses. Osham. Shehu shem davar, because it is a noun. Osham hu, it is an osham. Ba'achron, and the last one, osham lashem, chetzer kometz v'chetzer pasach. Half is a kometz, osham v'chetzer pasach. A kometz under the aleph, and a pasach under the shin. Shehu lashem paul, because it is a verb. Osham, osham lashem, he sinned to Hashem. V'im taimer mikrish leilat tzarechu, and if you will say that this pasuk is not necessary, kfar nidrashu b'taris kahanim, it is already expounded upon in taris kahanim. And over there it says, oshoim osham, lahavi osham shivcha harufa, sheyehe ayil ben shtei sloim. That is the correct girsa. This is coming to include a osham shivcha harufa, which shall be an ayil, a 2-year-old ram worth 2 shekel. Because over there it does not say explicitly that it is worth 2 shekel. We learn from the words oshoim osham that it has to be worth 2 shekel. Yochal shani marba osham nazir, I might think that we should also include a osham nazir and a osham etzera to be worth 2 shekel. Tamad lomar hu, it says over here osham hu, to exclude them. And the reason why we chose to include shifra harufa and to exclude osham etzera and osham nazir, is because a Asham Shivcha Charufa is also brought min ha'ayil from a two-year-old ram. So it makes sense that it should also be worth 2 shekel. But since the Asham Mitzorah and Asham Nazir are brought from a keves, a sheep in its first year, therefore we exclude them from being worth 2 shekel. Now the Pasuk tells us the third Asham in this parasha, the Asham Gezelis, which is a carbon Asham which is brought by somebody who stole from his friend. He denied that he ever stole the money, and then he swore that he does not have the money, and then he is Maida, he admitted. So when he admits, he brings a carbon Asham, besides for the Karen and the Chomesh, which he has to give back. The Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nefesh kisechto, a soul that will sin, mal b'Hashem. He will rebel against Hashem, v'kichesh b'am Yisrael, he will deny against his friend. B'pikadon, a pikadon is something that is given to watch. So Reuven gave a pikadon to Shimon, to watch, and now Shimon says, either I never received this pikadon, or I received it, but it was stolen. And really, it's in his rishus, he stole it. Oy b'sumas yad, or he denies a loan. Oy b'gazel, or he actually steals something from his friend. Oy oshek esam isay, or he holds back wages from a worker and says he does not owe it. Oy mota aveda, or he finds an aveda. V'kicheshba, and he denies that he ever had it. V'nish ba'al shoker, and he swears falsely, he denies it and also makes a shvua. Alachas mikoyla sho yasa ha'odom, lachat debahina, on any of these things that a person typically will sin on, and it will be when he realizes his avera and he wants to do tshuva, he will return what he stole, or the wages that he held back from his worker, or the item that he was watching, that was entrusted by him, and he will also return the aveda Asher Motza that he found, Oy Mikoil Asher Yeshava Olav Lasheker, or anything that he swore falsely on. And this is coming to include Tesumas Yad, because in Pasuk Chav Aleph and Chav Beis we mentioned 5 things, and now over here in Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet we only mentioned 4, because Tesumas Yad was left out. This is included in the words Oy Mikoil Asher Yeshava Olav Lasheker. Va'ain Begemara Bab Metzia Daf Memches, who explains why the Pasuk does not say it explicitly. Vishilam Oisei Beroshai, he will pay the head of the money, meaning the principal. V'achamishisav Yosef Alav, and he will add a 5th. Lasher Huloi, to the one it belongs to. Yitnenu B'yei Mashmosai, he will give it on the day of his sin, the day he realizes his avera. V'sashoma Yovel Hashem, and his guilt offering he will bring to Hashem. Besides for paying a keren and chomesh, he must bring a karban asham. Ayil, a ram, 2 years old, tamim, complete without a mum, minatzoin, from sheep, be'er kecha, according to its worth, the worth of 2 shekel, le'osham, as a carbon osham, el ha'koyin, to the koyin. V'chiper olav ha'koyin lefnei Hashem, and the koyin will atone on him before Hashem, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven. Alachas mikol asher yaseh la'ashmabo, on anything he might do to incur guilt. This is the parasha of Asham Gezelis. Now let us see Rashi. Nefesh kisechto, Rabbi Kiva says, Ma Talmud Loimer Umola, Mol Bashem. Why over here does it say that he rebelled against Hashem? By all averis, he is rebelling against Hashem. Lefishekol Hamalve Vahaloive, any person that has a loan, Vahanoise Vahanoitein, or people that do business, Eine Oise, they do not do a transaction, Elabeidem Uvishtar, only by having witnesses, or by having some type of documentation. Lefikach, therefore, bismanshu mekachesh, when he denies it, mekachesh ve'edim v'shtar, he is denying what the witnesses witnessed or what is written in the shtar. Aval hamafkid etzel chaveroi, one who is keeping an item by his friend, he is giving it to him to watch. Ve'ene roitzes shteida boy neshama, he does not want anybody to know about this item, this object. Elo shlishi shebeneihem, only the third person between them, which is referring to Hashem. Lefikach kishu mekachesh, when he denies it, mekachesh bishlishi shebeneihem, he is denying against Hashem, and that is why the pasuk says umala mal b'Hashem, he rebelled against Hashem, because this is referring to pikadoi. B'sumas yad shesam biyadei mamon l'sasek oy b'milve, he placed money in the other person's hand, either to do business or as a loan. Oy b'gazel shegazel miyadei klum, he actually stole something from his friend. Oy oshak hu schar sacher, he held back the wages of a worker. He denied one of these things, Ashiyasa Adam Lachtoi, that a person typically will sin, Uli Shava al Sheker, and swear falsely, Likfiris Mamain, denying the money. But Kiyechta Va'oshem, Kishiyaka Ba'asma Ilashim B'tshuva, when a person will recognize in himself to do tshuva, Ula Das, Ula Esvados, and to know, and to confess, Kiyechta, that he sinned, so that's what the Pasuk means, Vahi Kiyechta Va'oshem, when he will become aware of his sin and want to do tshuva. So what does he give? He gives Vishilam Oise Beroshe. He pays the head of the money. Hua Karen, this is the principal. Rosh Hamomon, the head of the money. Plus he adds a Choymesh, a fifth. Vachamishisav. Rashi is bothered by the plural of Vachamishisav, many fifths. Ribsa Torah Chamishias Harbe. The Torah is including many fifths. Lekaren Achas, for one principal. Sheim Kofa Bechoymesh, because if he denies the fifth, Vinish Bavahoida, and then he swears falsely, and then his Moida, Choyzer Umevi Choymesh, Aloyzer Choymesh. He can now have to bring a fifth upon the original fifth. Vechem Moisev Vahilech, and he keeps on going, Achi Ismayed HaKaren, until the principle Shenishba Allah that he's swearing upon is Pachos Mishava Pruta, less than a Shava Pruta. For example, if one denies $80 that he owes his friend, and then he swears falsely, and then he is Moida, he will have to bring the Karen, the principle, which is $80, plus one-fifth, which is an additional 20, which is considered a Chomesh Milabar, a Chomesh from the outside, because with this 20, plus the 80, the 20 is one-fifth of 100, so he will bring 80 plus 20. Let's say if he pays the 80, and then he denies the 20, and now he swears falsely that he does not owe this 20. And then he is Maida. Now he has to bring a Chomesh on the 20. Besides paying the 20, he has to add a fifth to the 20. And so it goes on that if he denies then the next fifth, and he swears falsely and he is Maida, he pays that fifth plus a fifth on that, and it keeps on going until the principal amount that he swears on is less than a Shava Pruta, because that he is not mechuyev to pay back, because there is no gzela on less than a Shava Pruta. Zakrashi lasher hulai, to the one who the money belongs to, lemisha mamon shalai, the one who the money belongs to. Maskela David says that Rashi is coming to tell us, let's say the one who is supposed to get the money, the one who it was stolen from, dies. Then the money is given to his Yarshim. And that is what Rashi is coming to say, Lamisha Mamon Shaloi. Although the one who is owed the money dies, but since his Yarshim now take his place, they are considered the one who the money belongs to, and the Karen and Chomesh are given to them. This concludes Parshas Vayikra, where we discussed many different karbonos, the karbon oila, the karbon mincha, the Karban Shlomim, the Karban Chatos, and the Karban Asham. And we will continue the discussion of these Karbonos in Parshas Tzav.